Yeah, John.
Okay. I'm John Kraft, co-founder of Edgar County Watchdogs and a resident of Paris, although not District 95, District 4. I'm one house away. I want to talk a little bit about the First Amendment and intimidation. I'm sure you're well aware that the First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to free speech. And that means freedom to speak without government intrusion, without government oversight, without government approval, and certainly without government retaliation. Without this most basic right, we are lost as a nation. Now I'm going to go on to the intimidation from the Illinois Criminal Code. Just read the paragraphs that pertains to intimidation, and then I'll continue on why I talked about free speech. Person commits intimidation with the intent to cause another to perform or omit the performance of any act when he or she communicates to another, directly or indirectly, by any means, a threat to perform without lawful authority the following acts. One of those is taking action as a public official against anyone or anything, or withholding official action or cause such action or withholding. And you'll understand what I'm talking about here in a second. Intimidation is a class 3 felony. Now I'm going to start with a question. Can anyone explain how a school maintenance director can think it's okay to use a telephone under control of Mayo School? Sorry, that's all I'm going to say about Mayo. Under control of Mayo School, and leave threatening, abusive, and offensive messages to parents and people that perform volunteer services for the district. I'm going to read the voicemail, and I'm going to post the voicemail on my website after tonight, and there's going to be one curse word, so I apologize, but I'm just repeating what one of your employees said while he was on duty. He said, "Hey, Amy, this is Sam Roberts, the ass clown. I understand you're beating up District 95 on Facebook. I don't quite understand all that. But I called you this morning and left you a message about picking up some metal at my shop. You can forget that. We talked about the can thing we had going. You can forget that too. I really don't appreciate you beating up on District 95. The audio recording I have will show the tone of his voice and how that would be perceived by anybody else listening. And I'm going to post that on my website. The can thing was decided several years ago when Amy showed up here. There was a question about who could pick up cans from the lunchrooms, and Amy said, "I will pick them up. I will take them and turn them in, and I will return the cash to the school." And that's what she's been doing. Doesn't charge mileage or gas. She'll take them over there when she goes over with her other metal that she delivers, and she'll bring the cash back and give it to the school for the school to use. So that's volunteer. She's just getting rid of some scrap metal and giving the cash back to the school. Granted, there are a few other odds and ends, scrap metal that she does pick up. You guys don't have to get rid of it. You don't have to pay your employee to drive over there. And then I don't know if she keeps that money or not. I have no idea. But I'm sure if she does, it probably doesn't do much more than pay for the fuel. And I'm asking how he thinks he can make that decision, how that decision is being a public good. It's not. And I'm here to demand a public apology. In my opinion, this is unforgivable. If he does this to somebody he's known for more than 30 years, how do you think he talks to other people? I'm done.
You would like to discuss this further?
further, we would have to go into an executive session.
I don't think I can discuss it right now, but I'll be willing to do it at a later time.
Okay.
And I think an apology needs to be issued.
We have registered your complaints and your comments, and somebody will get back to you regarding this.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.